Were they, some of them Miles Tannish Place, the old Branch Place, there were log cabins. If you would go out to the Franklin Fairgrounds, they'd probably have a little history of all of them. And, Yeah, they're probably preparing now to have a big fair. It'd be in October. Mm-hmm. That'd be something that you'd, you'd get a lot out of if you was around.
You really get some food through there.
And you could drive out there now and probably get some of the information. I see where they're fixing to bid the, some of the pavilions off, and people bid them off, you know, at the fair, and you put in a hamburger stand or hot dog stand or certain clubs or churches or what, they make a little money and they bid them off, rent them in order to get a little money to carry on. It's the only free fair I believe in the country, isn't it?
Yeah,
and this
is
one of the largest parish fair in the world. County fair. Washington Parish Fair, I believe, is one of the largest counties. Yeah. They've got state fairs that's large.
Have you ever heard of the Neshoba County Fair up in Philadelphia?
I knew all the Neshoba
Indians up there. Yeah. Yeah, that's a real big fair. I was up there a couple, about a month ago when they had that.
And you know, I told our son all that where I wanted to go when we were going on our trip. I said, Dad, I'd rather go up to Philadelphia to the fair.
Was it up there then?
Mm-hmm. I read it somewhere.
They've got a lot of Indians up there, haven't they?
So I interviewed one.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Can we
hear
it?
Have you guys? Yeah. I'm trying
to hear it.
You want to hear it? Uh-huh. Okay. I'll take it out for you.
Where was?
He don't talk too good English.
He does.
Show
us the things we had up in Gatlinburg. They were more or less, they were what we call homes in this parish, what she's fixing to show you, that we seen up there in Tennessee. Of course, they're more or less reproductions, some of them.
Did your house have a place out front, you know, where you could put chairs?
Oh, yes, we had benches. We'd set out front on the porch, no rocking chairs.
Had a front porch?
Yeah, we always had front porches and them boys.
I gotta show you the picture of our
circus. Pulling out, and they put him in jail for drunk DWI. I didn't know anything about it then, but one night about 2 o'clock, he came in here and he knocked on the door, woke me up. He couldn't speak good English.
That's the rashliest looking fellow I've ever seen.
He said,
I had seen him at the circus was the only reason I recognized him.
He was a sword swallower.
He was.
Now that's a wig he's got on. Red wig. We call him the Lizard. He's the world's greatest tattoo man.
They cut his hair in the jail.
They did?
Yes, they cut his hair in jail.
That was Vernon Goin, G-O-I-N.
He's going, all right.
And I don't think he had any education at all. But did you know, we, out of the bar, when he come in that night, I looked at him, I said, what do you want? He said, y'all have a room? I said, yeah, but where do you think you are? Who sent you here? It kind of scared me at first. I said, now I want to tell you one thing. This is not a cat house. It's a decent place. It may not look all that decent, but if you came here with what you have in mind, just turn around and go back where you come from. He said, no. He said, I want a room.